So let's just relax and breathe. And take this quiet moment to just let go of the getting here and just be here now. And take a few minutes to do a little mindfulness check-in. And start by noticing your feet, the bottoms of your feet, the toes, the tops of your feet and your ankles. Just becoming aware. Noticing yourself sitting here. And if it feels good, give a little stretch. Then go back and notice that your ankles move into your calves. And your calves have lots of muscles that allow you to walk. Strong, beautiful calves. And flexible knees. Beautifully flexible knees. And strong, sleek thighs. Seeing your body as perfect, whole, and complete. Noticing your muscles, feeling your bones and your ligaments that do such good work for you every day. Appreciating all of your leg, from your thighs to your toes. Just appreciating how your legs get you from place to place, wherever you want to go. And what a good thing it is to have strong, flexible legs that attach to your hips. And just moving a little and allowing your hips and your lower back to relax. And noticing that you have a belly, flat or otherwise.
I do have a flat belly.
Appreciating your belly. Appreciating your chest and your shoulders and all the way down your back. Loving your back and your spine and your spinal column. And the way your head attaches to your neck and your skull. Appreciating bones. Appreciating your bones and allowing yourself to notice that you have wonderful arms that have lots of bones. Elbows, great joints that work beautifully. And wrists, upper arms and forearms that are strong and capable. And hands that allow you to move and grasp, pick up and write, type and text, whatever you do. Some of us knit or paint or do other kinds of art with our hands, appreciating our hands, thinking about how beautiful our hands are, how graceful as we talk and gesture. Just appreciating our hands and moving back up our arms to our shoulders, appreciating our shoulders, how strong and capable our shoulders are. And all of the work our shoulders do in carrying and lifting and driving and doing all of the wonderful things that we do. And let's go back up to our faces, appreciating our faces, seeing the glowing light of source through our eyes, the beautiful glow of our smiles. Trusting that we were made to be these beautiful beings that we are. The wonderful blessing that I do says, "You are light, and light you shall remain. You have chosen to come into form. You have chosen this form. You are light, and light you shall remain." So let's appreciate this form that we have chosen, appreciating our hair, and all of the things that make us us, uniquely us, how tall we are, how much we weigh, how we move, what our rhythm is, our biorhythms, our sense of rhythm. And if we're inspired to dance a little in our seats, we can do that as we hear the rhythm that lies within us, that beautiful rhythm of life, feeling the light, feeling the life, feeling the love that is our non-physical nature, infinite eternal light, infinite eternal love, infinite eternal grace and peace and beauty and power and wonder and excitement and joy. Just allowing ourselves to appreciate these bodies. And now noticing that these bodies also have personalities. Each of us has a unique constellation of gifts and talents. So take a moment to just notice where your talents lie. What it is that you love to do, that you've focused on for so long, that you've allowed your genius to develop in that area. For Abraham says, focus is genius. And so we know that as we focus, our momentum builds and we develop these beautiful skills and abilities that are the result of what we practice. I saw a wonderful video on YouTube last night where a little boy is saying, what do you practice? Do you practice love? Then you'll find lots more things to love in your life. Do you practice criticism? You'll find lots more things to criticize. And you'll get really good at it until you find fault with everything you see. I love seeing children teaching Abraham philosophy on the internet. And it's such a blessing to remember that we get more of what we practice. And so in this moment, we're practicing just relaxing and breathing. And taking a little time out to just close our eyes and remember how beautiful we are, how strong we are, how capable we are, how interesting we are, how passionate we are about life. Just taking a moment to love life, to love ourselves in this life. For we are unique. We are gifts. We are beauty. We are harmony. We are grace. And so take a moment and just look at this image of yourself that you've created through your thoughts. And notice if you can see yourself in a special way. Perhaps you're seeing yourself glowing with light. Maybe you're seeing yourself exquisitely beautiful. Maybe you're seeing yourself as something else entirely, like a statue or a sleek, glorious animal that's playing in the woods. Imagine yourself in a unique way, a different way. And see that beautiful new way of seeing yourself as beautiful in this moment. And if it feels good, you can take that image or some other image that you like. You could even remember a time, could be many years ago or yesterday, when someone took a picture of you that you particularly enjoyed, that showed you your beauty, that showed you how magnificent you are, in some way that you didn't know or had forgotten. You are still that. You have always been that. You will always be that. So take this new image of yourself, whatever that is, and imagine yourself at home being that. Bring your beauty home. in whatever way it takes. And feel your home basking in the vibration of beauty, welcoming you, being your sanctuary, a beautiful place of security and rest and peace, allowing this beautiful aspect of yourself to express here, at home, feeling wonderful and at home, however this image is playing out for you. And if it feels good, allow this image to perhaps morph into another image. An image from a memory where you were joyful. A time when you were laughing or dancing or singing or delighting in life in some powerful and exquisite way. A time when you were expressing yourself fully. And feeling that image, simultaneously occupying who you sit here as today, but feeling your aliveness, your vitality, and your passion for life. Feeling your energy, feeling your love. And smile at yourself. Whatever this image looks like, smile at yourself and allow yourself to know the eternal, infinite nature of who you are and the perfection of all that you have been and all that you are now. Feel the healing, loving vibration of that vitality and passion in the organ cells and systems of your body. For your body doesn't care if it's something happening now or something vividly imagined. So imagine that moment of perfection that you remembered, speaking to your organ cells and systems about just how perfect, whole, and complete you are in this moment. Feel your strength. Feel your youth. Feel your energy. Feel your love. And love your body. Love its capacity to heal. Love its ability to support you. Love your bones and your joints and your ligaments and your muscles. Love your ability to move, to flow, to be. And feeling the love that we are. Just taking this moment to be love, to experience love, to love our bodies, to love ourselves. And now that we've brought all this love home, let's take another moment to send this love somewhere. Imagine a face and send this love to that person. See their light, see their beauty, see their grace. See that they too are infinite and eternal and uniquely gifted. Send love. There's an infinite stream of love that flows through you from non-physical out into the world as you connect with the love that you are. There is no limit to the love that you can send. So now think of a family that you love and send love to that family. could be multi-generations, could be two people or 35 people in that family. Send love to that family, to the great-grandparents, the grandparents, the parents, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. Love through that generation after generation after generation. And imagine forward for that family and all of those people. And imagine forward that love lights their paths everywhere they go for the rest of their lives, in the lives of their children and their children's children. Just feel how, as you expand in your imagination, the love continues to grow. There is no limit to the love that you have access to share. So being that source of love on the planet, bringing the infinite love to the earth. Pick someplace else to send love. Could be an institution. First thing that came to mind to me was Congress. But it could be a company or a school. Could be any kind of place where people meet. And send love to that place. See it lighting up that place, and imagine people walking into the rooms there and encountering this infinite love. And watch people walk into the love and see how it changes the way they hold themselves. All of a sudden, they're stronger. They're straighter. They're more flexible. They're more relaxed. You can imagine them encountering the love and taking a deep breath. And allowing some of the resistance to fall away. And just being tuned by that love, your love. One time Louise Hay said, what we do with the love in our own hearts matters. And it does. It matters specifically. It becomes matter. It becomes the experience of people. It becomes life itself. For love takes form through us. We allow it. We imagine it. We perceive it. And it happens. The love that we are is a gift to the world. And as you express and experience your own love, it makes you even more accessible to the love that's coming to you, not only from non-physical, but from physical as well. And so open your heart to all of the love that's coming to you in this moment. Imagine someone you love thinking of you and sending you love in this moment. Imagine someone you've connected with recently who you just love. And let yourself feel the love they're sending to you. Because there is no time or space in love. Doesn't matter if they thought of you yesterday or if they'll think of you next week. You can feel it now. Feel the love. Open to the love. Return the love. Make that connection in your own consciousness. Your inner being connecting with their inner being. And the love expanding and expanding and expanding. We are love, in love we shall remain. So as we come to the end of this meditation, we have the opportunity to remember the love that we are, to trust that everything is unfolding perfectly in our lives and in the lives of all of those we've touched with our love. We can once again bless the beauty and the health and the harmony of our bodies. We can smile at the faces that we saw with such light and beauty in them. And we can wriggle around in our chair a little bit and begin to come back, to begin to remember that life is good, that all is well, and that everything always works out for us as we just relax and breathe and allow. It is good, and I am grateful. And so it is.